Hi, I'm Henry Reinga, and I am so glad to lead you through this class about people smart in ministry. If I look at my life, look over the 30 years of ministry, how I learned and have grown in people smart skills have made a huge difference for the Lord. Why is this course so important? Well, first of all, it's important for me. I'm not done. I'm not done growing. In my work at Christian Leaders Institute, my goal is to meet people, whether they're supporters or students or staff members, as well as my personal life and my family. I need better people smart skills. For you, if you're in bivocational ministry, you're seeking to both do a job outside the home and also have a role in ministry, these people smart skills will be a big help. Or if you're already in a church and you want to be even more effective, these people smart skills in ministry will help your ministry as you lead in the name of Jesus Christ. For me also, it's to spread the culture of relationship blessing, grace, realized love in our culture here at Christian Leaders Institute, that our grads and future church leaders have a distinctive nature. And people will say, hey, I noticed about these graduates of Christian Leaders Institute, they understand people. They're always learning and growing and how to love other people and to help that love be actually experienced. 1 Peter 3:18, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. Why is this course so vital for your ministry? You know, I was thinking about other scriptures. 1 Corinthians 9:22 says, to the weak I became weak to win the weak. I become all things to all men so that by all possible means I might save some. As I think about this course on people smart in ministry, in a lot of ways to become people smart in ministry means that we have to change first. It's not about all the people out there should improve in their people smart skills. No, let us be the one to change first. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. Let's learn how to become all things in our people skills to others. Now, I'm not saying that we have people skills that just please others so that others walk all over us. I'm not saying that we have people skills to manipulate anybody. I'm not saying that we have people skills because we somehow have a chip on our shoulder and we want to secretly learn things to win some battle. I'm talking about humbly growing in our communication in life, in ministry. You know, I read Robert Bolton's book, People Skills, long ago. It's been around for a while. And he has studied people smart issues, and he outlines why we should study this topic. And I thought I would share with you some of the things that Robert Bolton has said. First of all, he says, people smart skills are good to overcome loneliness, and there's loneliness everywhere. He says, several reasons has been given for the increased ache of loneliness in modern times. Materialism, that's finding one solace in things rather than in people. The mobility of people, the uprootedness of families, the bureaucratic structures of organizations, they're just a few. The fact is we are so busy. We have so many things going on, but people report that they are as lonely as ever. And as leaders, if we have these people smart in ministry skills, we're going to be able to help people get connected to other people. Many people report a lack of love. The often quoted words of the poet T.S. Eliot described the way that may be for a typical family nowadays. Two people who know they do not understand each other, breeding children whom they do not understand, and who will never understand them. Wow. Two people who know they do not understand each other, bringing children whom they do not understand, and who will never understand them. If we live in a world where people are in proximity, but without intimacy, it is inevitable destruction. So, these people's smart skills are important because there's so much lack of love. People's smart skills are important because communication is crucial. Communication is the lifeblood of every relationship. When open, clear, sensitive communication takes place, the relationship is nurtured. When communication is guarded, hostile, ineffective, the relationship falters. When communication flow is largely obstructed, the relationship quickly deteriorates and ultimately dies. So this class, this study about people smart in ministry is important not only for your ministry, but for life itself with your family and friends. I will tell you this. One key to your ministry effectiveness will be people smart in ministry skills. Bolton says 80% of the people who fail at work do so for one reason. They do not relate well to other people. One's productivity as a supervisor or manager, nurse, secretary, mental health worker, janitor, laborer, attorney, physician, clerk, or minister is greatly enhanced by the ability to communicate well. In fact, it is difficult to think of a single job in which communication is unimportant. So learning to communicate well is vital for your life. Bolton tells the story of Emperor Frederick, the 13th century ruler of the Roman Empire. He says, a group of infants were to be isolated from hearing human speech from the moment of birth until they spoke their language. Now the reason he did this is because he felt somehow he could understand the language of Adam and Eve if we just saw what a baby would start talking. And he thought if maybe the baby would talk Hebrew, and we knew that's what Adam and Eve spoke, or maybe a baby would talk Greek. So the babies were to be raised by wet nurses who were strictly charged to maintain complete silence. So, all the conditions of the experiment were successfully carried out. The result? Every one of the babies died. The lack of communication can be toxic, is toxic, and it can be lethal. So, here we are. People skills in ministry. And I will tell you that in some ways this whole study will challenge you. It challenges me. And sometimes it is overwhelming because some of you are introverts, some of you are extroverts. Do you know that there are people smart violations that extroverts and introverts both make? Extroverts can be way too talkative and not listen. Introverts can listen but not be assertive. So there's so many areas that by God's grace you can improve, so do not be too overwhelmed. Bolton says, there is one thing certain about your methods and style of communication. They are primary learned responses. Your most influential instructors were probably your parents, who in turn learned their approach to communication from their parents. Teachers, scout leaders, friends, many added to their input. And even if you had a very communicative parent, it didn't mean you turned out to be communicative. It maybe you had a very introverted parent and you're very extroverted. The point is there's all of these things that shape your people smart skills. And here are some facts about your communication skill journey. First of all, many of us need help. I need help. Even as extroverted in all the people skills I've been learning, I still need help. Many of us, however, were taught to communicate poorly by well-intentioned people who who themselves were taught inadequate ways of relating. As far as communication is concerned, many of us are victims of victims. And you know, I would say that my parents, who were very communicative, there were areas where they didn't teach me everything I needed. So I could say to myself, I'm a victim of a victim. But in the end of the day, as much as we can point out the flaws in those around us, the important adults in our lives were modeling certain ways of behavior. Primarily, they rarely disclose their feelings. Or they may have been sarcastic. Some of you have that. Used, put down, screamed out in polluted anger. As children, some of us have learned by example in the significance of the significant others in our lives as well as from their instructions to us. Here are amazingly true facts. Numerous dysfunctional ways of relating are typically learned by children in our culture, are listed by Jared Egan, a priest psychologist. He says, how to remain superficial, how to build facades, how to play interpersonal games, how to hide from ourselves and others, how to downplay risk in human relating, how to manipulate others or endure being manipulated, how to hurt and punish others if necessary. These facts of communications are just out there. Now, we can look at all of these and just stay the victim, or what we can do is acknowledge that years of habits have ingrained certain tendencies for so long that it feels unnatural to relate differently. Any new approach seems awkward, and people are tempted to abandon their quest and go back to that victim thinking, like, oh, you know what, it just happened to me, I'm not going to change. But once they ingrain increased awareness of how dysfunctional some of their typical responses are, many people become highly motivated to change. So here's the question. Are you just going to stay where you're at, or are you going to get teachable to how to improve and improve upon your people smart in ministry skills? Now, there will be resistance. One of the key elements in learning communication skills is to discover how to protect oneself adequately while reducing unnecessary defensiveness, Bolton says. And what does that mean? Now, here's the deal. Whenever you deal with people type of skills, your first reaction is go defensive. You know, I listen just fine. You know what? I don't talk too much. You know what? I say what I need to say. You know, why do I have to talk? You're putting me on the spot. And there's this defensiveness factor that often comes in. It's we're trying to protect ourselves. We're trying to say, I'm okay. I don't want to deal with this. Why should I deal with this? So we have to be aware as we're in this course to sort of put our resistance aside and have this inquisitive desire to learn better skills. There are many ministry benefits. One is when you really understand people skills in ministry, people smart in ministry. Many times you will find that you will get out of the way of God's work. I look back at my ministry and I see how sometimes my lack of listening stopped the process in ministry. I look back at my ministry and I've seen how when I improved upon some people smart skills, it seemed as if we got down to the next step in someone's discipleship faster. Two, the ministry benefit of you become more confident in your calling and effectiveness. Like, you know what the issue is and you know that you're not in the way of it. You actually do better work in ministry. Your people smart skills allow you to be actually more effective. Your family and friends enjoy the new you. As if I look at where I've been and where I am now, I know that my progress in people smart skills have been acknowledged by my family and friends. And this will help you in other ways to relate to others. So as we are beginning this class, this study, it really comes down to asking this question. Do I want to grow in people smart in ministry skills? Do I want to take serious the suggestions, the input, the ideas? Do I want to talk with these even with my spouse if I'm married or friends? This is one of these classes that I want to encourage you is to bring other people in this journey with you. If you have accountability, maybe your mentor, if you have accountability here and people will tell you, yeah, this is where I feel you could improve, or this is where you do very well. This is very important. Now understand, if by bringing other people in, it destroys your ability to progress, then go carefully with this. Because in some ways, we have to watch that balance. You're going to look at things honestly, and you don't want to get too critical. You want to look at this people smart in ministry journey in sort of a fun, whimsical, enjoyable way of change, knowing that no one is perfect. And that you have a curiosity to grow in these people skills, these people smart in ministry skills. And you have to look at yourself and just really take your ego and put it aside and say, what can I learn in this class that makes me more an effective communicator, an effective person in my people smart skills? And if you have that attitude with prayer, that God will give you the insight and protect your ego in this journey, God will grant you many new abilities to communicate that will bring glory to Him and impact in your life and in your ministry.